The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting... Do we have an exciting show for you? We have an exciting show for you. So listen up. Here we come.
We're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 on a highway, Kahului. It says it, Alive and Well. Across the boards, wonderful formulas, wonderful proteins, wonderful nutrients, combinations, organically produced, terrific prices, a variety like you've never seen before, and nowhere else on earth, actually. And that is Alive and Well. And we are there holding hands, wonderfully affiliated with the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Nothing quite like the broth either. And broth is, again, as I often say, so repetition can be a bore. I understand that. But the point is important. We have to kind of bring that in. And that is, the broth is the broad spectrum broth. Organic and across the boards, wonderful, not just the broth, but vegetables, and whatever your particular choice may be, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, all of the, you get the organic eggs, you get the organic wild fish, or organic chicken, etc., and non-animal products, anywhere, it's across the boards with terrific variety and clever and sensational combinations with sensational prices.
So you got a real choice.
You got a choice.
It isn't just a one or the other.
No.
Okay.
No, and it's a magnificent, and you can even do whatever your particular choice. You want the soups with all the different wonderful things, or you want the salads. Everything is there.
She goes on and on, folks.
Everything
she
is
does
there,
go
and
on
you're
and
in
on.
Air-conditioned at a beautiful marble bar that you sit. Everything is so beautiful and comfortable,
yeah. And
it's all there for you. And remember, too, every day we get the... And we're so tremendously grateful to the local organic farmers in Maui. We get the beautiful organic vegetables brought into us every single day. And the high intensity, which are done there, here, juices, only in glass, never in those toxic glasses.
What's the big event on Wednesdays?
Oh,
what's
yes.
What's Wednesday from 11 to what?
You know, I'm endlessly grateful. Every Wednesday at Alive and Well, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Nora, she is our juice director, and she is such a talented, wondrous human being, and really knows how to do the juices for cleanse, all the benefits of the juices, and she's there giving you samplings of all the different varieties of our juices, organic juices, without any charge whatsoever, fresh, nourishing organic juices and organic smoothies full of those organic ingredients to give you energy, joy, and life to get through your day and through your life in a much better way.
And if you've ever been thinking of doing a juice cleanse or a juice program, talk with Nora.
That's right.
She is the expert of experts, okay?
She is.
She can outline a program for you, 1, 2, 3, on how to do whatever your health aspirations are. She can show you how to juice it.
Juice
baby.
It, that's right.
Okay.
Absolutely wonderful, and she's got a wonderful personality and spirit, too, absolutely. So, and the smoothies, don't forget, too, our delicious smoothies are also free for your tasting and enjoyment Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You gotta come on and do that. And you know, I want to start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't people on medication, take them off medication. Doctor's area. We are reporters. We report what doctors and holistic physicians across the board or regular medical doctors in clinical trials have learned about nutrients, the proven clinical trials. We bring that information to you. That's what we do. That's what we do, bring that information to you. And you know, there's another information, I hope you won't mind, Dan, but I have to bring it forth.
Oh, I don't know. Can you give me a preview? Should I mind or
I
not mind?
I think that maybe there's part of my life that never gets older. It never quite changes.
I could tell you that.
Well, we can't, you know, diverse into that. Gary would cut off the mics. You know that. But what I love are fairy tales. Fairy tales. I love to remember the fairy tales and what they meant to me, like Aladdin's lamp and all the miracles that were present in the fairy tales, the magic wand. I think that was, you reminded me of that when I was talking about it. You said, remember the magic wand where you could touch something and everything would become a miracle and everything would change. I'm not sure of the exact story. You always know that. You try to show off, right?
You know what?
Male dominance.
You know what?
What?
I think of the musical conductor.
Yeah.
Of a symphony,
yeah.
He has a baton.
Baton.
Which is really a wand, a magical wand.
Right.
He waves it in the air and music appears.
Music appears. Okay. Was the root of that French baton? Baton. Okay, go ahead. I studied French, so that's why I was, you know, wondering. It sounds like a French word originally.
Oh, baton.
Baton.
Okay.
But yeah.
But he waves it around the air and the music just comes out of the air. Magically appears.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
That's really great. But those fairy tales of something miraculous that occurs, and I want you to talk about it in a second. But one of the things that occurred to me with a very definite connection, and it's not something only in the past, actually. Well, no life happens without an egg, right? First, you gotta have the egg. So there's a magic organic egg, and when that egg is cooked gently, there is a little membrane. There is a little membrane, a little skin that forms in the inside of the shell.
If you cook the egg in the shell.
That's right. If you cook it in the shell.
Okay. When you soft boil or like a hard boil an egg,
yes.
There's an eggshell membrane.
Thanks for correcting me, dear. You do it so well.
And that eggshell membrane is a pain in the neck when you're trying to crack the egg because it always attaches to the white and starts to tear away the white.
Well. That's what I wanted to say is because there are two magnificent buddies that we have at Alive and Well, and we're so grateful for it. One is, of course, the magnificent Pain Power, which we'll talk about, and its buddy is eggshell membrane because it has each has specific roles that they do for recreating and regenerating new life. Tell about the eggshell membrane.
Eggshell membrane is an incredibly nutritious part of the egg, which people generally are not even aware of, unless you're trying to peel a hard-boiled egg and get stuck. The membrane inside the shell gets stuck to the white of the egg and starts to clump up the white of the egg. But what's in the eggshell membrane? Well, eggshell membrane is actually a unique biological matrix that's comprised of major joint constituents. Joints where? In your knees, your shoulders, your fingers, your elbows, wherever. Wherever you got a joint. Including chondroitin and glucosamine and hyaluronic acid and collagen and other proteins, other amino acids are all contained in that little eggshell membrane. It helps to maintain healthy articular cartilage and surrounding synovial tissue by nourishing the joints, as well as by supporting a balanced immune response to typical daily wear and tear.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what it rebuilds the connective tissue. So whenever you climb a step, think of all those articular tendons and ligaments and connective tissues in your knees, okay, and in your hip and in your back. All this, wherever there's a joint, there's connective tissue. And eggshell membrane refortifies, renews, restores, and creates new articular tissue.
And you know, if you're thinking like I used to do, and once I had to do that as a part in a show, I always watched the ballerinas. And I used to love to watch the ballerinas. Later, I got to play one, but I got to the ballerinas, because that when they moved, when they swung their arms, when they lifted a leg or something, it was all so flexible and fluid, mm-hmm. as if they were in gorgeous fluid water holding them up. Well, the fluidity of the membranes has a lot to do. Doesn't mean that you have to be the head of the ballet, but it can mean that you move like that and you feel like that. Isn't that wonderful?
If you don't have this connective tissue, you don't move
the same way
without pain and without suffering and with great trepidation. Because as people get older, your body doesn't repair these things.
No.
And the American diet is not high in connective tissue nutrients.
Right. And
so.
Yes. So remember, that's why we make this point, because there are two great buddies. Remember, in any war or in any team or anything else like that, there are portions of that that have one function and portions that have another function. And when you're thinking about the war, the pain, the destruction, etc., pain power is the main player. We're going to even stress on that.
Mm-hmm.
Stopping the inflammation that destroys the tissue, the fire, the flame, anywhere in the body. If you're taking the pain power, all safe, wondrous nutrients. And just like it says on it, no animal and no side
all
effects whatsoever.
All vegetable source.
Mm-hmm. and no allergens whatsoever, which to me is like the miracle too, because I was a very allergic child. I have a lot of allergies, etc. No allergens whatsoever, and nutrients that build. But let me just say that, especially in today's world, this is critical. We'll get into that in a minute. You wanted to say, Dan?
Yes, because the pain power has 2,000% more anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving curcumin presence than does turmeric.
Right.
Curcumin is derived from turmeric, but it's a high concentration of curcumin. The active ingredient in turmeric is curcumin, but the active ingredient in pain power is curcumin also, but 2,000% greater concentration.
That's proven.
And better ability.
Right.
Along with, get this, natokinase, rhizopeptidase, boswellia, yeah. All these different enzymes and anti-inflammatories in combination as
right.
a team.
And the boswellia, which was that ancient herb even used for Mother Mary by the wise men, et cetera, and,
yeah.
and quoted, because for thousands of years it was used for pain and inflammation, and it's a wonderful natural herb.
Is it ever?
And you said the natokinase too, which is that marvelous enzyme along with the others. And natokinase is also shown to have profound effect at helping the health of the arteries, etc.
And by reducing inflammation.
Right.
How many times have I harped on inflammation, reporting what holistic physicians, what all of medical science
right.
says, chronic inflammation is the creator of all degenerative disease.
That's right. It's
okay.
A war. It's a war. We are an inflamed nation, as many doctors quote. Inflamed nation, this United States. And the thing is, when we think about this, there are two parts of that war, too. The inflammatory action, the bombing, the destruction,
the fire buildings
and the fires that burn everything to the ground. And remember the eggshell membrane, the rebuilding,
mm-hmm.
the helping to rebuild.
That's right.
And helping to create the new mobility. That's why they're so wonderful together. And, you know, I wanted to touch on this, Dan, because I'm so grateful to this doctor, Dr. Russell Blaylock. He wrote the book, The Liver Cure, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on and on. There's many different things about it. But he makes this point, which is so critically important because so many people are taking this and other categories of this drug, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which are over-the-counter, easy to buy. Oh, I've got pain. I'm grabbing that. So many do this. So here, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, in his book, The Liver Cure, acetaminophen, that's Tylenol, is one of the more toxic drugs in use and accounts for a significant number of people needing a liver transplant. I'm quoting him. This drug is the leading cause for calls to the Poison Control Center, with over 100,000 calls a year, and is responsible for 56,000 emergency room visits a year. Incredibly, says the doctor, over 50% of all instances of acute liver failure in this country are secondary to acetaminophen liver damage. Did you hear this?
Acetaminophen causes the liver damage.
That's right. And all liver failure, acute liver failure, is secondary to how the damage caused by acetaminophen. Mm-hmm. Most of these unfortunate individuals who have liver damage from acetaminophen will require a liver transplant.
Get out of here.
Even low doses, says the doctor, of this drug result in kidney and liver failure. It also damages the liver and kidneys by dramatically lowering glutathione levels, which makes cells highly vulnerable to severe damage by free radicals. In my opinion, says the doctor, this drug should be taken off the market. Did we hear this?
And what is glutathione? Glutathione is a major anti-inflammatory, an antioxidant, an anti-aging substance that the liver creates. A healthy liver creates glutathione,
which is
a remarkable rejuvenative effect for makes everybody so happy and full of life. But the acetaminophen and other medications, which he'll talk about later in the book, have been shown to reduce your production of glutathione and actually increase, again, the what? The inflammation,
the fire,
the excess heat in the cells, which burns them up.
Right, and he makes the point, he talks about the smoldering inflammation which occurs in this tremendous, which destroys the liver, et cetera, and causes cirrhosis and many different severe liver problems. Mm-hmm. And he says, you can tell, and he's quoting other doctors too, and I'm again quoting him, elevated liver enzymes are showing that the liver is breaking down and
you're
at the point of death. And he says the most common reasons for elevated liver enzymes showing severe liver problems include over-the-counter drugs, particularly pain medications such as acetaminophen, Tylenol, and he says, and certain prescription medications. At the top of that list, he says, are cholesterol-lowering statin drugs.
Good God.
The cholesterol drugs, the ones that they're given everywhere, okay?
So, other physicians, and he does too, and other publications, he talks about the damage that cholesterol drugs in for the liver, of course, but they also cause muscle wasting. Sarcopenia is the term, muscle breakdown. And what is the most important muscle in your body? Well, it depends on what you're doing with your body, but most important is the heart muscle. So for heart disease, they give you a drug which weakens the heart muscle. Can you figure that one
Unbelievable.
out?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then he goes on that he says that the American, typical American diet creates that inflammation. He talks about how deadly they are. These pastries, these breads, these starchy foods, high in glycemic index. He's talking about fructose and sucrose, food additives and dyes. These are calling destruction of the liver.
Yeah.
MSG, hydrolyzed, artificial sweeteners, aspartame, Splenda, etc. Not the good natural. He's talking about the
Not
synthetic.
Not the stevia.
Now, gluten, less lectins, toxic metals, lead, mercury, aluminum, and cadmium. He goes on and he says the leading thing of the sugar, the latest research, sugar is now the major cause of all liver and heart disease and chronic ailments, all types of cancer. Sugar fuels inflammation, insulin resistance, the driver in heart disease, strokes, hardening of the arteries, neurodegenerative, as well as liver organ damage,
inflammation. Inflammation is the top item that he mentions, that sugar creates. And other physicians have also said that sugar, without sugar, cancer can't survive. Without excessive sugar, cancer can't survive. Cancer needs sugar.
That's right.
And
that's
not
exactly.
Talking about sugar from grapes or apples or pears or strawberries or blueberries. Talking about sugar added to your food preparation, whatever it might be. Granulated sugar.
Right.
And high carbohydrate intake of flour products, all those flour products convert into sugar.
That's right.
And that creates more inflammation.
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
And the safflower, soy, corn,
he
canola, sesame, peanut oils, all those omega-6 oils also contribute to and create more inflammation.
Right. And, you know, he talks here, just like you were saying, about the leading nutrients that are involved in liver protection, okay? He talks about that. And he talked about the curcumin high potency, silymarin, the liver enzyme, et cetera, soma, that liver, wonderful liver food, okay? And he says here, another of the leaders in liver protection, especially in preventing and treating non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, he went on to say that that is a cause of death, okay, is acetyl L-carnitine.
Now, acetyl L-carnitine contributes to death?
No. It's protection against fatty liver disease,
okay,
which is a major cause of liver failure.
That's right.
Okay. And he says the main nutrient, he's talking about nutrients to help, are acetyl L-carnitine. Carefully conducted human studies have shown this natural compound dramatically, his words, reduced fatty liver disease. And just as dramatically, his words, reduced visceral fat, that's fat around the middle, as well. That one of the major problems, even with patients with liver cirrhosis, scarring and tissue of the liver, is a loss of muscle mass. Acetyl L-carnitine has been shown to suppress, to stop the loss of muscle in patients with cirrhosis. And he says the other beneficial compounds include lipoic acid and N-acetylcysteine and high potency B complex vitamins. Can you talk about one of these wonderful nutrients, acetyl L-carnitine, NAC?
NAC. NAC is remarkable for helping to restore the function of the liver and the lungs and the kidneys and the brain. Acetyl L-carnitine helps in the brain as well. I mentioned this before. Acetyl L-carnitine has so many health functions. The brain, I've said this before and you may get tired of hearing it, but I'm going to say it one more time. The brain has a blood-brain barrier, okay? The brain doesn't let certain food elements or chemicals into the brain. The brain, as I've said some ad nauseum perhaps, I'll say it one more time. The brain, in my imagination, is the castle sitting on the top of a hill.
Right.
And around the wall of the castle is a moat about 20 feet wide and about 20 feet deep of water. And what the castle wants into the castle grounds, they lower the drawbridge and let whoever, whatever, come into the castle. But the brain is of a similar activity in that the brain has a drawbridge as well. It will not let L-carnitine into the brain, but it will lower the drawbridge for acetyl L-carnitine.
That's right. It passes the blood-brain barrier.
Okay?
That's right.
And it helps to restore the mitochondria density and population and energy production of the mitochondria in the brain.
That's right.
And
it does
this
it for
a miracle?
The heart.
It's
yeah.
a miracle. Along with it is alpha-lipoic acid. Alpha-lipoic acid, again, restores the mitochondrial energy-producing, life-creating substances within each and every little microscopic cell in the brain. So that gives you what? A better brain.
And a better heart.
A better heart.
The acetyl does that for the heart, the leader in
Europe
for the heart. And one of the other things that it does for the liver, there's a liver barrier, too. And so the acetyl L-carnitine, one of the things it does, too, is it passes the liver barrier and enables the liver to break down sugars and toxic foods, turn to triglycerides, a toxic fat. It's a toxic bad fat that creates, loads up the ducts and does a whole lot of destruction to the liver. And what this acetyl L-carnitine enables the liver to break down these toxic substances.
It's a life of miracle.
It is amazing. This is a hero here, and big time medical doctor writing about it. And Blaylock says here, these supplements protect your liver and heal the damage. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he hits right at the top. You've said it. An extract from milk thistle, silymarin, has been shown to protect liver cells, reduce inflammation, prevent liver scarring, and inhibit liver cancer. You've said that many times.
Absolutely.
And curcumin. Just like you were just saying.
From pain power.
Yeah, which is so high and so concentrated and so well absorbed from pain power. He says this extract reduces liver inflammation, is a powerful antioxidant, promotes bile flow, inhibits liver cancer growth, inhibits, helps to prevent an invasion, and inhibits fat accumulation in fat cells, thus reducing fatty liver disease.
Hallelujah.
Just like we've
Hallelujah.
Said. So that curcumin, and
well,
he doesn't leave that.
I didn't know that last part.
I didn't know that either. Isn't that wonderful?
That's fantastic.
And you always talk about quercetin, which I'm going to let you talk about in a second. He says has been shown to be particularly protective of the liver.
Beautiful.
Especially when used in conjunction with curcumin. So you take your pain power along. And then again, he can't leave the topic without saying N-acetylcysteine plays a critically important role in increasing cellular levels of the powerful antioxidant glutathione, like you said. It is also an important chelator binder of toxic metals, prevents them from poisoning the liver. N-acetylcysteine, so many different ways, and also for the kidneys, too. Right?
Isn't that phenomenal? And all these things occur, folks. Again, it blows my mind, whatever I have in the way of a mind. It blows my mind to think that all of these activities occur in something that's invisible. They occur within each and every cell. A human cell is invisible. You can't see it unless it's under a microscope. But the magic, the miracle, it's a fairy tale what goes on.
It is a fairy tale. I'm glad you brought up the fairy tales
again.
Wonderful.
Because what goes on is all microscopic. You can't see a cell, and you can't see all the little mitochondria within each cell, which create energy for that one invisible cell. And then you combine all of those cells, invisible cells, into a recognizable substance, a mass of something, and then they end up with maybe about 8 or 9 ounces of this meat, this combination of cells that is in the middle of your chest. It's called a heart. And that heart, all those invisible cells together create a heart. And the heart pumps 100,000 times a day. 100,000 times a day. Well, test yourself. How many beats per minute do you get from your heart? And multiply that by 60. And multiply that by 24.
Wow.
60 a minute.
Yes.
And then how many minutes? 60 minutes. And then multiply that by 24, and you've got close to 100,000. If you're climbing a flight of stairs, it's going to be 100,000. If you're just sitting and watching television and turning into a couch vegetable, then it's not quite so active. But it pumps 100,000 times a day.
Amazing.
And it pumps 2,000 gallons of blood every day. And within every blood cell is carrying nutrients, oxygen, nutrients to keep you alive. And it delivers them all to the cells, microscopic cells. And then while it's delivering the microscopic nutrients to the microscopic cells, it's picking up microscopic debris, the carbon dioxide, and the cellular waste,
and
takes it back to the kidneys, they get rid of it. Takes it back to the colon, and they it gets rid of it. It takes it back to the lungs and exchanges the carbon dioxide for fresh new oxygen, and then the heart pumps it through it all over again.
Oh, wow. And you know, here, dear...
100,000 times a day.
And you know, one of the great heroes, and here again... Russell Blaylock quoting all clinical trials, not opinion, clinical trials. And he's talking here that inflammation is the main culprit in liver diseases, just like
it's
you said.
It's fire.
And an inflammatory cytokine called, this is the doctor I'm quoting, tumor necrosis factor, TNF, appears to be the main driver of liver inflammation. Studies have shown that the superpure omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, powerfully suppress this inflammatory cytokine.
Puts out the fire.
As well as other inflammatory cytokines. In addition, EPA, DHA have powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects that suppress the very process that does most of the damage to the liver in cirrhosis, free radical damage, and inflammation. A meta-analysis, that is a broad-spectrum medical testing.
Of hundreds
of nine clinical studies.
Meta means a hundred or thousands of studies.
Okay. In which the superpure omega-3 fatty acids were used to treat fatty liver disease, demonstrated a significant reduction in all elevated liver enzymes. And then he goes on about how important it is to make sure that you've got high EPA and DHA.
Amen, sister.
And that's exactly how we had the experts put together a very high concentration super pure fish oil with very high EPA and DHA.
You said it, baby. I couldn't say it better. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and he, just like you've said, he doesn't even end the book without saying that, again, I didn't realize that quercetin had, which says he protects the lining of the stomach and intestines from damage, inhibits inflammation.
I did not know that.
I did not know it had such powerful
quercetin
effect.
Quercetin does that?
Yes. Inhibits inflammation and neutralizes free radicals and also reduces inflammation.
And it also is a major antiviral. It also is a lung decongestant.
Oh, absolutely.
It also is an immune booster.
Right, and an anti-allergy and an anti-asthma. That's what I found when I was a life and death asthmatic so much. So
and you know what still rings in my ears?
What's ringing?
Dr. Siegel.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Dr.
Yes.
Siegel, I saw him on television four or five years ago.
All the time, he was coming in just about every day to talk about what to do about the COVID. Go ahead.
And he was asked at the time, this was when COVID was just coming on and everybody was sure they were going to die of COVID. And because the government had such a negative campaign going on about how dangerous COVID was. And the announcer was very high anxiety in interviewing Dr. Siegel. Now, I've seen Dr. Siegel on television since.
Yes.
He is not a holistic physician.
No.
Every time I've seen him since, he's talking about drug this, drug this, drug this, drug this. Okay? However, in this one discussion about the most dangerous virus in the world, the COVID-19, right?
As he said.
He was asked, what can we do? What can we do? And he says, and the announcer was high anxiety. He was afraid he was going to die within 20 minutes. And Dr. Siegel said, listen, you were created. Your creator gave you, when you were born, an innate immune function. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what? Well, fortify what you were given. What do you mean? Fortify, rebuild, restore, renew what you were given. How do I do? What can I do? He says, take quercetin.
Right.
Quercetin, what's that? Quercetin is an anti-inflammatory. Quercetin is antiviral. And quercetin reduces the virus activity in your lungs. If you recall, at the time, the COVID therapy was to pump people's lungs full of air.
Right.
They were killing thousands of people with pumping air into their lungs.
Right.
They weren't addressing the infection. So take the quercetin, the vitamin D3, and the zinc.
High dose vitamin C also to fight
That's
the
right.
infection. And he said he was the one that brought out the fact that when you take not just the COVID of the virus, but pneumonia and other severe viruses.
All viruses.
He says it causes death of the alveoli in
yes.
the lungs, the breathing cells in the lungs. And he said NAC was critically important also because it prevented the death of the alveoli
and
in the lungs.
And that's true. His focus on this particular discussion was with quercetin,
right.
vitamin C, vitamin D3, and zinc.
Right.
And he said, and your body creates killer cells. And the announcer got very upset saying, I don't want to kill myself. I don't want to. No, doctor said. Dr. Siegel said, the killer cells kill all viruses, including COVID-19 and a runny nose and whatever other virus you may have in your system. It opens up the lungs. It kills the virus, the bacteria, the yeast, the fungus, the mold, whatever the pathogen is. It kills it off with your own killer cells.
That's right.
which is phenomenal. He's the only mainstream physician I've ever heard talk about natural therapies being superior to what was the vaccines, which are still killing people.
And he came on many times, and he also stressed, as I said, about the NAC, which we knew about that from for lung congestion, preventing the death of the alveoli, which is a main cause of death. When those breathing cells die, you can't breathe. And remembering when you were talking about the immune system, we're also about, and you brought up the killer cells, the body's way to fight disease is the NK cells, natural killer
That's
cells.
That's right.
The natural that fight the bad guys and let the and enable the good guys and gals, the good cells to live. The good,
always a sexist. Always.
Be. The always good cells to live. The good cells to live. So,
but here's the point that he made also. He says the vaccines are designed to replace your natural killer cells. They neutralize your natural immunity, thinking that the drugs are more effective than what your body can create. They stop the production of immune function and try to replace it with the vaccines. And we know how effective that's been.
Well, you know, Dan, I want you to share with me, because this is a top oncologist is a cancer doctor, and I want you to share this with me. This is big time in the news. This just came out. Top Japanese oncologist, that's cancer specialist doctor, says COVID-19 vaccines are essentially murder, quote.
That's right.
That's what he said. I'm not making it up.
I know.
Top Japanese oncologist. And I want you to share, let's read this, just relative to what we were just talking about. Japan's top, this is the number one guy in Japan, Japan's top cancer doctor recently made headlines for openly admitting that many American doctors have been too afraid to say out loud the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines are, quote, the work of evil, he said, and have amounted to what is, quote, essentially murder.
Well,
the decorated oncologist set up the first outpatient cancer clinic at Kyoto University in Japan and was responsible for the first course at the school in pharmacoepidemiology. And I'm going to give it to you in a second here, okay? And here he is, and I want you to read this, okay? So he says, okay, right here, the jump in cancers. Now read this thing about what he says. Jump in cancers.
Here
okay?
we go, folks. Word for word, just as the doctor wrote it.
Yes. Top oncologist.
He added that the jump in these cancers has been accompanied by increases in excess mortality from cancer in general to a degree that cannot be explained by simply by missed treatments or screenings during COVID-19 related lockdowns. The doctor also pointed to sudden deaths seen in individuals shortly after receiving the vaccines, such as a 28-year-old man whose wife found him dead 5 days after his second dose of the Pfizer mRNA vaccine. It's a story that is all too common these days, even in people with no history of health problems. The doctor said it's serious. Quote, it's essentially murder. In the end, I want to state clearly that this is my view. For Dr. Fukushima, it is no surprise that the countries that launched the most aggressive COVID-19 vaccine programs are seeing the highest rates of both COVID-19 and the deaths from the vaccines.
The doctor is saying
this. The doctor said that,
yeah. This is a number one oncologist, cancer specialist in Japan.
And how many times inflammation of the heart? 14-year-old children playing in the playground are dying of a heart attack.
That's exactly what they actually cause. It increases inflammation of the heart muscle.
That's right.
Okay, myocarditis. It's
myocarditis.
Called myocarditis, okay?
But when you have your own immune system, as Dr. Siegel said, you create the natural killer of all viruses and yeasts and fungus and mold and all the different pathogens which are trying to kill you. Your natural killer cells kill them first. By what? With nutrients.
That's right.
He didn't say the mRNA vaccine. He didn't say any vaccine at all. He pointed out that vaccines are designed to replace your ability to create your own immune system.
That's right. And you know, he goes on about, he said that the Japanese government has already documented more than 2,000 deaths connected to the shot. an estimate that he says is low, along with numerous others who need medical care for serious health issues related to the jab. And the quote from the doctors, that particular doctor, is, there are tens of thousands of people who must see a doctor because of vaccine-related issues, he said. He estimates that nearly a third of them are dealing with issues like chronic fatigue syndrome, myalgic encephalomyelitis, that's, again, terrible inflammation throughout the nervous system and brain. And the problem, he says, is only going to get worse as numerous diseases have been spiking since the vaccine rollout. And his exact quote...
Did you hear that?
Numerous diseases have been spiking. Shooting up since the vaccine. And his
final... Since the vaccines were first administered.
And his final statement here. It's as if we've opened Pandora's box. We must take these damages seriously and address them earnestly. He says, any efforts to dismiss these damages as if they didn't happen are frankly the work of evil. This is a quintessential example of the evil practice of science, the doctor asserted. And remember, you know, just like we were talking, this is me speaking now, Dan, as we were talking about... fairy tales and all the different symbols of different things. Remember when was how many years ago did we hear about the word Pandora's box?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure the source, but out of the Pandora's box, which we suspected would be something good, this terrible evil flowed out. I can't remember which particular story or which particular root that it had, but it became a symbol of not real of in many issues of our not realizing how terrible something can be, and we open it accidentally or unintentionally, and boom, all the evil proliferates over there. But thank God that this Japanese, the leading Japanese oncologist, cancer specialist, spoke out about this.
And leading American physicians and scientists and research scientists have said that the whole mRNA concept of vaccines is disastrous, because it does not replace your own ability to knock out disease, whatever it might be. Your own immune system, as Dr. Siegel said nationally on television, feed your body the raw materials it needs to create natural killer cells. And those killer cells have been working for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years to protect whatever protection people have been able to attain. The antibiotics, unfortunately, vaccines neutralize your body's natural defense mechanism.
You know, and I'm congratulating another medical doctor publication of many different things, okay? And they are saying here that chronic pain can accelerate brain aging. They're talking about brain aging here, chronic pain. And here's what the doctor said, according to breaking news and medical studies and medical updates. That's what they call it, okay? Chronic pain can accelerate, that's increased brain aging. People who suffer from chronic musculoskeletal pain, particularly knee pain from knee osteoarthritis, experience more rapid brain aging than healthy adults. Using MRI data from more than 9,000 men and women, a medical study published in Nature Mental Health found their KOI, that is knee osteoarthritis, okay, KOI, affected regions of the brain, such as the hippocampus, that are responsible for human cognitive function. So how important is that, then, to take, again, would you think about a pain power, the natural combinations of nutrients to stop inflammation and the superpure omega-3s?
Yes, I would, simply because the natural nutrients in the pain power, the high concentration of curcumin and the natokinase, sarsiopeptidase, all the different enzymes in that product reduce inflammation throughout your body. So if you got knee pain, you've also got it's created by excessive inflammation. But that inflammation isn't just localized in your knee; it's running through every cell in your body. Say holistic physicians, chronic inflammation is the source of all disease, huh? Does that mean my memory can improve if I take Pain Power? I can't make any promises, but it puts out the inflammation. Does inflammation destroy your brain? Uh-huh. Does inflammation destroy your eyes? Uh-huh. Does inflammation destroy your heart? Uh-huh. Does Pain Power put out inflammation? Yeah.
Right. And, you know, again, think of the supportive players, and here's the medical studies in this report, that the EPA and DHA, the fatty acids present in the super pure omega-3 fatty acids.
The beneficial fatty acids.
The beneficial. And they're saying, helps the flow of blood, lowers the risk of stroke and heart attack, lowers serum triglyceride levels, blood pressure, and inflammation, lowers inflammation, and improves structural ability to the mitochondrial membrane and aids the mitochondrial energy process. So another, okay, and again, the super pure higher omega index, say the doctors, has been linked to better health across the board and lowers the risk of most, if not all, chronic disease. And they're saying here how important the super pure omega-3. So,
oh, absolutely.
For so many different things. And just remember that your brain is, 60% of your brain is what? Fish oil. It's a little fish swimming around up there, or a big fish swimming around, yeah. But it's a fat. And the fats that make up your brain are EPA and DHA. What were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say.
You weren't going to say?
No, I was.
This is a first.
I was thoroughly.
Gary's amazed.
I was thoroughly amazed. Enamored of what you were uttering.
What I was uttering?
You were uttering.
I guess it's all the fishy.
You start to utter.
Fish oils that are swimming around and the Pain Power. You know, okay. There are many things we don't often realize, and this is reported in the medical journal. This is what the doctors are talking about, this medical journal, okay? And then it says here, I don't want to upset people, but it's time to learn. Obese moms raise odds of liver cancer in offspring, in their babies, in their children.
Oh, boy.
I never knew that.
I didn't either.
Obese moms, overweight moms raise odds of liver cancer.
Hmm.
Scientists at the University of Geneva and the Geneva University Hospitals found that obese women are at increased risk of their offspring developing cancer. They said maternal obesity messes up the metabolic balance of the unborn child, increasing the risk of liver disease and liver cancer. In a study that they quoted here, medical study, the livers of the offspring of obese moms showed markers of liver disease, fat deposits, fibrosis, scarring, and inflammation, causing an 80% increased risk of developing cancer compared to 20% for moms of normal weight. The study was published in the medical journal JAG.
The moms have increased rate of cancer, or the babies have increased?
Well, they say here that obese moms raise liver and they get the metabolic increase of liver disease and liver cancer even in children, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, okay, the study was medically published. So this is a new big-time medical study.
Boy.
Okay, again, the liver inflammation and liver cancer was a top player out there.
And what is the main word? Inflammation. Inflammation
yes,
occurs.
You're right.
What? When you have rot gut food into your belly. Okay? So, folks, what holistic physicians have been saying all along, Hippocrates said it best 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago. Hippocrates is a great Greek philosopher. He says, let food be your medicine.
That's
okay?
Right.
Okay? Well, food in those days did not have 60,000 chemicals in the environment. That was all since World War II.
Right.
All right? It's the chemicals that destroy the nutritional content of the food, which deplete the natural growth of the product and creating nutrients in the food. So eat organically.
Right.
Eat fresh vegetables. Eat every vegetable God created in this world. Eat a pear, an apple, some blueberries or strawberries, but don't eat sugar. Don't add sugar to anything.
Right, and that's why these doctors also had, these are all quotes on medical studies. Healthy diet protects against IBS, irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
And here's their clinical study. They're talking, eating a healthy diet rich in wild fish and organic vegetables as a toddler protects against inflammatory bowel disease, IBS, IBD. A study published in the medical journal Gut followed 81,280 children for 15 to 21 years. My gosh. They found that participants who had a high intake of wild fish had a 54% lower risk of ulcerative colitis compared to those with low intake, and high amounts of vegetables were linked to an overall lower risk of IBD. But those who drank sugar-sweetened drinks increased their risk of IBD, inflammatory bowel disease, by 42%. This is 1,000, and quote, is the medical quote. The new findings are consistent with the belief that diet early in life, mediated by changes in the gut microbiome, can affect the risk of developing IBD, said the registered doctors.
Okay, can I extend that a
little
bit?
Please go right ahead.
And that is, it again, the sugars create perfect environment for inflammation, and the inflammation creates a bedrock of nutrient of poison that allows every negative health scenario to develop. I am an example of that. I was raised on sugar and cornflakes and fruit juice, concentrated fruit juice, and toast and jam and jelly, and pies and cakes and ice cream and soda pop my whole young life, okay? My young life graduated into a young adult life. By the time I was 40 years old, I had chronic lung conditions my whole young life, and as a young adult, I had more chronic digestive complications because I ate only crap for the first 40-some years of my life. Okay, if it was a vegetable, forget about it. Who wants a vegetable? I'm going to have some cherry pie. I'm going to have whatever this ice cream. I'm going to have a Coke or a beer or whatever it might be. Okay, folks, what you put into your mouth determines what you're going to get in creation of health, a degree of health. Let it be organic vegetables, wild fish, preferably Alaskan salmon and Alaskan cod and haddock and so on. But also, cut out adding sugar to anything and realize that all vegetable oils, the safflower, soy, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all contain omega-6, which creates
inflammation,
which is fire.
That's right.
Okay? Sugar creates inflammation, which is fire. All these things are negative influences, and as you've heard me testify about my health previously, the lung conditions and kidney infections that I had as a youngster. Anyway, the idea is to eat really good food, chemical-free food, take the best vitamins you can get your hands on, which you'll find it Alive and Well, yeah. And you can create, you can rebuild, you can renew, you can restore good, healthy life.
That's exactly right. And you know, you can be very creative. I always like to, but it's something that I live by. Instead of thinking of elimination, the big empty gap, think of substitution. You can substitute delicious and wonderful and healthy and not have the garbage, okay? And then experience wondrous changes, not just the brain, the whole nervous system, everything. There's another big medical study we'll touch on next time. The keto diet produces weight loss and brain gain. And again, it's all medical studies. We'll get to talk to that again. You want to hear it talk more? Come to Alive and Well. You know, remember, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. And we don't charge anything. Zero, zero. Never have, never will. But if you want to sit and get great information, like we're sharing with you here on this show, but, you know, one-on-one in a beautiful, comfortable area, call the 877-4950. 877-4950. And set up a time, okay? And you can be one-on-one with Dennis or with Mona. So we're not doing something else. Call and set up a time. All of our wonderful services at that number. And you can get, oh my gosh, everything ready from the cafe. Anything you want, we're all ready for you. And remember, the eggshell membrane, that's something we got to do. Because, again, remember, though, that wonderful membrane that improves joint mobility and flexibility, along with the wondrous pain power, stopping pain and inflammation, all those great things at Alive and Well. We are there for you. And always, Fanatic Organics, okay? It's okay. You can call us Fanatic Organics.
And if you raise ducks, which are free-range ducks, bring me in some organic duck eggs. Okay. I love duck eggs.
Okay. And you won't duck if they bring them in.
I will be right there. You won't duck.
Okay.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you, folks, one more time that
optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.